The 29th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the martyrdom of Saint Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna. It was on this day in the year 167 AD that Saint Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, also known as Izmir, was martyred. He was a contemporary of Saint John the Evangelist and was his disciple. He was the one about whom the Lord Christ said in the book of Revelation, "And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, your tribulations and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, and you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Saint Ignatius, Patriarch of Antioch, was on his way to Rome for martyrdom, and he passed by the city of Smyrna. Saint Polycarp went out to meet the saint, and he embraced him and kissed his bindings. Saint Polycarp went to Rome in the year 157 AD to settle a dispute between Rome and the churches of the East in regard of the date of the honorable Feast of Resurrection. And he resolved the dispute with the Pope of Rome in regard to this subject and then returned to his see. Saint Polycarp carried his pastoral duties with ambition and divine zeal, and he wrote many articles and letters and discourses about the virginal birth, death, hell, and eternal torment. He also wrote about the Virgin Saint Mary and the economy of salvation. Saint Polycarp attracted many souls to the faith of the Lord Christ with his life-giving teachings. When Emperor Marcus Aurelius incited persecutions against the Christians, he had Saint Polycarp arrested and tried to force him to deny Christ. And the saint replied, "I have served my Lord Christ for 86 years, and he never harmed me. So how can I blaspheme against my king, who has saved me?" And the emperor said, "If you do not fear the wild beast, I will make the fire consume you if you do not forsake your faith." Saint Polycarp said, "And you threaten me with fire that burns for a while and then burns out. For you do not know the everlasting fire of judgment and the eternal punishment that are awaiting the wicked. Now, why are you lingering? Do whatever you want." And the emperor started to severely torture Saint Polycarp. Polycarp was placed in the fire, which did not harm him. And finally, the emperor ordered that Polycarp be stabbed with a spear. And then he delivered his pure spirit and received the crown of life. The Christians took his pure body and shrouded and prayed over him as befitting, and then buried him with great honor. May the prayers of the great and martyred saint, Saint Polycarp, be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.